Welcome to the Tiger Cast, a podcast designed to tell the story of Warsaw schools and inform our community about the great things happening to serve our students. Hey, Warsaw, this is Amy Lunsford, principal of Lincoln Elementary.
And I'm Kyle Carter, the chief technology and data analytics officer for Warsaw Community Schools.
Kyle, you know, all eight of our elementary schools within Warsaw Community School have the same guaranteed and viable curriculum. A lot of people think, what in the world does that mean? This means that any student, no matter what school they're in, will experience the same high quality education. What they will come away with is guaranteed at every school.
So why we want to bring that up is that you've heard a lot about how each of our elementary schools have a unique focus. So we've had four state certified SIM schools. We've had two dual language immersion schools. Next year, we will have two leadership academies. We learned about that last week. But what we want to highlight, no matter what school you go to in Warsaw, you get that same guarantee of a high quality education. The delivery just might look a little bit different.
Yeah. So the next question then leaves us to wonder, what happens at the middle school level? So today we want to talk a little bit more about the STEM education taking place at Edgewood Middle School. The word on the street is they may be focusing on STEM certification themselves.
So we want to get right to that. We've got a couple of guests with us this morning. We have Mrs. Abby Richcreek, Project Lead the Way teacher at Edgewood Middle School, and Joella Hasselman, principal at Edgewood Middle School, and they're going to tell us all about STEM at Edgewood. Welcome.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yes, thank you.
We're excited to hear your story, girls. So let's just dig in and tell us, what does STEM education look like at Edgewood Middle School? And in what ways do you feel like that makes Edgewood unique?
Well, we offer several STEM electives that are Project Lead the Way courses. Our whole staff has been through PBL or project-based learning training, and we have integrated STEM throughout our building in activities and project-based learning. We also incorporate employability skills that our state has required us to do, and we integrate STEM learning opportunities to students throughout.
So let's talk a little bit. Project Lead the Way, that's something that I've heard a lot about. We've had other schools talk about. What is Project Lead the Way? You're the Project Lead the Way teacher at Edgewood. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, Abby?
Project Lead the Way is hands-on, minds-on. It is project-based. So all the students really get to use their hands with their minds to create something.
All right. Very
good. I have a just another foundational question, Abby. Mm-hmm. Not every teacher at Edgewood is a STEM-related course. They're not teaching a STEM-related course. So can you tell us how STEM education integrates into classes like language arts, social studies, PE? What's that look like?
Well, for example, we do interdisciplinary project-based learning. So a specific example for myself, I teamed up with English Language Arts, 7th grade, and they're currently reading Alice in Wonderland. The students are creating a creature that would help them out of the rabbit hole using the engineering design process. So we take them through the entire process, and then they create this animal that they will make on the sand carver on their backpack tag. And then they will use it on their backpacks to identify their property.
I love it. That's a unique project, and I'm sure lots of fun for the kids.
Well, and I know that's something that comes up really, really often when we talk about STEM education and such like that. You hear a lot of science and math, so what a great way to be unique, involve some of the other teachers and all the other disciplines that take place in the school as well. Mrs. Hasselman, you've been quiet this morning. So what do you see? I mean, you're the one, because you get the important job of, you get to be around your building all day, every day, and see all of the learning going on. What do you have to say about all of the STEM stuff going on in your building?
Well, we did some research and discovered that STEM and project-based learning actually create deeper knowledge, deeper understanding, and an ability to apply all the academic standards we've been trying to teach them. The hands-on approach is a really good approach for middle school students who don't sit still well mm-hmm. and who need something to do. But when they start applying it, they don't even realize they're using higher-level thinking skills. I think the most exciting thing was going around the building and asking each person, what kind of STEM activity have you done or what kind of project-based learning unit have you done? And everybody in the entire building could name something they had done either within their department or cross-curricularly that had them as part of the process that we were going through for STEM accreditation. And we're looking forward to this summer creating even more cross-curricular units of study.
So nice. It really does take a team.
It takes a team. Mm-hmm.
So here's the question we're really excited about. You've got lots of great stuff going on. We love hearing about that. You guys are very great. We have lots of publication comes out of Edgewood and some of the unique projects that you do that even touch our community. But Warsaw Elementaries have four state certified STEM schools. And we understand that you guys have just gone through this process. So talk to us about where you're at on this journey and what it entailed, because it's pretty intense.
Yes, the process was intense. We started several years ago in the process. There is a rubric that the state publishes that we follow, and we had to produce and show artifacts for the elements that they required. And we had to publish this in a website format, and we had to submit it. And there were several revisions, and then we did achieve a site certification this past April. And we are really proud to announce that we earned our state certification for STEM from the IDOE.
Congratulations. That's a big deal. I feel like we need like some applause sound effects or some woohoos. Yeah, there we go. There we go. That's a big deal. I think sometimes people from the outside that aren't involved in this don't understand the links that our staff goes to make sure that it's not just some catchphrase STEM, you know, learning that we're trying to implement. It's a really intense process, and you have dug deep and you have proved in a very broad sense what you guys are doing at the school. And it sounds like the DOE was pretty impressed.
Well, it was. I think that the thing that we were surprised with, when we calculated at the end, it took us over 1,000 hours of work to make this happen. We worked on the summertime. We worked at Christmas break. We worked afternoons, evenings, putting together what we knew we needed to do to try to earn that accreditation. It was a total team effort. We brought teams in over the summer working on helping us tweak the website. We spent hours writing narratives to explain our artifacts. The site visit was very intense. I was so appreciative of community members who came in and sat in there with us and supported our efforts toward earning that. The IDOE was very surprised by the number of companies that were actually represented in our site visit who were there to back our decision to try to become STEM certified. They had not seen that before.
Nice. It really just speaks to the level that this community wraps around our schools. And the depth that our staff goes to deliver for our kids. Just a reminder to those that might be listening, it's really nice to hear some of the back behind the scenes story of what goes into this work for our students. So if you see someone from Edgewood, you know someone from Edgewood, you have a student that goes to Edgewood, just give a shout out to this crew because they have worked hard on behalf of our middle school students that go to Edgewood, and there are some great things coming ahead.
Well, and it is. It's so exciting because I've been through that process too. It's not easy at all. And I heard something within that conversation. There were several revisions or pivots that had to take place during that journey. And I just come back around to what a great experience for our staffs to be a part of. Because it's exactly what our students do every single day as well. Learning's messy.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to go back and pivot and adjust and make sure you're really bringing your best and your A game to the table. So I am so incredibly proud of that accomplishment, and it is one to celebrate. And I hope there are plans to celebrate that as a school and a staff because you've earned it.
Well, we're excited because when the state informed us that we had earned accreditation, you don't realize how much you're holding your breath and you think you did okay. And then you get your score and you realize you had a perfect score on your site visit and you had to defend yourselves and you recognize it was all worth it. But it was when it came across my computer, I immediately ran to Abby, ran to Jason, could not wait to inform them that it had been achieved. So we had a key people in the middle kind of guiding the whole process. But then, honestly, it really was a total school and community effort. And the kids, I think, are the benefactors because I think the learning that's taking place is incredibly high quality. I think we're teaching those employability skills, life skills embedded into all of our curriculum, and kids are getting creative and having to use both sides of their brain. It's not just sit and get. It's a lot of active participation in learning, and I really think this is going to take us to the next level.
Nice. Well, not every student has a love for science and math. So tell us real quick as we wrap up, where do those students fit in, and how do you see them affected through this STEM process?
Well, we want all of our students to utilize their innovative problem-solving skills that we prepare for them for in the real world or life after school. We want them all to be prepared. We want them to be prepared for the next generation of thinkers. So with this process, we believe that whether they are interested in STEM or not, we are all ultimately preparing them for life after school.
Nice.
Well, and that is... we talked a little bit about this last week. That's what our community is looking for. That's what the workforce is looking for. It's not the content knowledge. That's important, but content knowledge can be taught anywhere. It is those employability skills, the problem-solving skills, the ability to collaborate with one another, be solution-focused. Those are the things employers are looking for.
Yeah. Congratulations again, Edgewood. We are super excited for you, excited to see the next level things that come out of Edgewood. You've been doing lots of great things already, but this is exciting stuff. So thanks for joining us this morning and for telling your story.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
We'll see you next week, Warsaw. Thanks for tuning in.